Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Mind Games. This week we're looking at meaning in life, and it doesn't get any bigger than that. It's a reality that as we go through life, our goals can sometimes change. What we want for our life can change over time. And life can get in the way when we get a career, we get kids, we start a family, we get a house, we start to unfortunately have things crowd in on those goals of ours and the things that we would like to achieve, which are personally meaningful for us. So today I thought I'd talk about why meaningful goals are important and how you might be able to get back in touch with them or incorporate parts of them into your everyday life so that you are getting the most meaningful life that you can. Someone who's really, really wise said to me the other day, we've only got one life, so it's really important to make it as meaningful as possible. There's actually a number of theorists who actually find that meaning in life and how we understand our life in terms of these bigger questions of who we are, who we would like to be, are we living in line with our values, are actually really, really key to our sense of happiness and fulfillment. So meaning's meaningful. So when it comes to the goals that we have in life, how meaningful they are to us is really, really important, and really, really important in how likely we are to achieve them, how motivated we are to be able to dedicate our time and our energy, and what the payoff and reward is for us and what it means for us. So meaning is really, really important in terms of the goals that we set. But as I discussed before, we often have quite broad ideas of the type of activities that we consider meaningful that we would like to have in our life. And so therefore, our goals tend to be a little bit abstract and difficult to achieve. So there needs to be, the first step would be to consider meaningful activities and those activities that you would like to have in life, what you would like your life to look like, and then plan a number of steps towards getting there, steps which are much more concrete, much more specific, and much more achievable, because they're going to be the steps that actually help you to get to where you want to go. The second tip would be to actually have a look at what is meaningful for you in your life at this point. Because as we grow and develop and evolve and change, what we find meaningful, what our values might be, and what's important to us may actually have changed. And so one of the biggest errors we can make is actually be not in touch with our own sense of what a meaningful life looks like and be functioning off an older model that doesn't quite fit where we're at. So the first thing would be to get back in touch with what that sense of meaning is for you and whether that may have changed. And if it has changed, what does it look like now and what would you like the next step to be for you? Having said that, if there's some things that's been on the back burner for you, some meaningful activities, a sense of if the person that you wanted to be is waiting in the wings and has been pushed aside by everyday life things, as is often the case, it's often not realistic to be able to live and to get back 100% into exactly who we want to be. So the first thing would be to think about what that meaningful life would look like and then look at some smaller elements that you can incorporate into your existing life. So the question would be, what's one activity that I could do or what's one step that I could take this week, this fortnight, or even today, which would be in line with my values, in line with the activity that I would like to do, which is meaningful for me, which will help me to live in line with those things. And to practice getting that into your life and to just repeat that. Consistency is really, really important in being able to live in line with who we want to be. Because the goal often stays consistent. We just have to stay consistent with that. So think about what's meaningful to you this week on Mind Games and try and live in line with that.